Hello, Butch.
Morning. Breakfast with Greg.
Anything going on in your life?
It's a slow time, winter. You know, spring, summer hadn't really kicked in yet, so it's a little slow.
What's going to happen this week? Please.
We're going to have some fun.
The NFL draft comes to town. We hadn't seen anything like this. Now, I mean, CMA, I'll give it to you. Bonnaroo's down, you know, Manchester.
Yeah, I would first say, yeah, you can't take anything away from the big events that right. we all do. They are spectacular and first class. This is just on another level. That's why you only do it once. But just the production that's gone on for the last 3 weeks is mind-blowing. I thought we've done some big stuff, but I've never seen anything like this.
I saw a tweet from NASA that they could actually see the stage from space.
If they can't yet, when they light up the LED screens on that stage, for sure there's going to be some warnings at NASA.
I want to go back to the genesis of all of this. When did the NFL draft come on your radar as a possibility?
Well, as a dream back in 2011. So they
the first year they took it out of Madison Square,
no,
out of New York?
No.
While it was still there?
They had never talked about it. And I asked the Titans when we went up and asked them to move it. Told them they should move it here. Of course, they thought we were crazy. But
yeah.
A couple of years later, it led to they chummed a little bit and asked some cities who were interested. We said we still were. Then they didn't move. And then when they went to Chicago, we said we want a bid. And they said we're talking to LA and Chicago. We said that's okay. We want a bid. And then they finally went, we're going to move it. I always say we got in the conversation, but I really worked hard to get in before they formalized the bid process. And I missed. Did not get that cut off. And the bid was pretty hard. It was, I'd use the term onerous. It's the only big word I know. But
for a Vanderbilt guy, you'd think you'd know more.
You know, but it's been a while since I went there. And maybe I cut a couple classes.
Yeah, so. Big word class. You cut that class?
I'll cut that for sure.
I mean, it takes a village. And so let's lay the main players out. Certainly Amy Adams, Strunk, and the Titans. You've got to have that, right?
If you don't have them, you don't bid. So, absolutely, they've been over the top. I mean, I knew they were on board, but on every level, they've written checks. They have hosted events. They have advocated. They have just been over backwards at the stadium, from Amy to Steve Underwood, Burke Nihil, Stuart Spears, Mike Keith. I could go on and on. They have been incredible.
Metro's got to be involved, you think?
Metro has outkicked their coverage as well. Metro PD. Superstars, rock stars, can't say enough. And really up to the challenge, not just like begrudgingly. They're like, let's do this, and we're prepared if it grows. We can handle bigger. So they take some pride in that. And Public Works, Parks, Mayor's Office, contrary to a lot of the speculatory rumors and hate out there.
Speculatory rumors.
Yeah, that's the best I can give them.
That's
they're not just rumors.
That's almost
and they're not speculation.
It's almost an oxymoron.
Intended. it's a rare time that I used a couple words like that shouldn't go together, but I meant it. But everybody's been engaged, and as you do a normal event, you're communicating about everything. But I would say, and this touches on that subject I don't want to touch on, when we do July 4th, New Year's Eve, CMA, the appropriate people from the Metro departments are all engaged, but we don't run to the mayor with everything. Just like we don't run to every department, we're assigned a job and we go do it.
I've got a really good quote for you that I'm going to quote. That's your quote. I hope it's accurate because I'm going to read it to you.
We'll find out.
But I think it's sort of your philosophy about that. Before the bid was granted to Nashville, they had seen what, 25, 30,000 people show up downtown for a uniform release.
Glorified fashion show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and they had seen what the Stanley Cup throngs downtown outside of the arena.
We sent a photo the morning after Game 6 from the roof of Tootsie's to Peter O'Reilly, who's over all events at the NFL, and just said, "We're practicing for you."
Yeah.
And that was when we were early in the bid process. But
you'd already knocked it out of the park with the NHL All-Star game. Mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve, July 4th. You know, our experience is our calling card these days. And I would say that's Nashville's. We're a good event town. We know how to do them right. We know how to do it safe. And we know how to make them unique to our town.
Your quote, and I think it's the Nashville Business Journal. If not, I apologize who it's. This is Butch Spiridon, my guest this morning. He is, and I've got to memorize, the president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation since 1991. We'll get to blaming you for the Pedal Taverns here in a little while. But I saw something different. They've got a hot tub now back on the back of a wagon now.
I saw it.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get this out there, and you can ask me again. We don't recruit, nor do we license those vehicles that are on the street.
I know.
So I get the blame for it, which is fine, but we had nothing to do with it, and I'm just as shocked as everybody else.
Hey, I had a good, intelligent conversation going on, then I had to bring up the dang hot tub on a trailer. All right, this is you. We've been rehearsing for the NFL, and I believe the draft is a rehearsal for the World Cup. This is what you told the Rotary Club of Nashville at a recent speech. We're going to take this to the next level until somebody says, quote, within a quote, "Stop, don't bring any more events here. We don't want any more visitors. I'm not going to apologize for doing my job. We have a really good shot at hosting the World Cup, and if you think the NFL is tough, wait until you deal with FIFA," end quote. That was your quote.
Could I correct that?
Well, it's...
I remember.
Yeah, but...
It was the day after Cherry Gate. So,
hadn't even brought up Cherry Gate yet.
I know, sorry.
No, we'll get to that, trust me.
So, yeah, it was the day after a really long weekend. And if I could have canceled on Rotary, I would have, but it had been booked for months. But, yeah, so it was a time to say, look, I'm not going to apologize on behalf of our organization for doing our job. You know, we've gotten pretty good at it. I say that as a collective we. But yeah, until somebody tells me to stop, what am I supposed to do? And I like world-class events. I like outkicking our coverage. I like putting Nashville on a pedestal. We deserve it.
But the point is that each step along the way has prepared you to get the next big one. Obviously, the World Cup out there, and whenever they decide with that. But I would be surprised if what CONCACAF is doing now with one of the two semifinals here,
and we have the U.S. men in our bracket,
right?
So we could have our first true competitive major soccer game
international,
July 3rd. I'm pumped up about it.
Yep.
And they've seen what we can do. It's that, I don't know how to describe it, but I look to get to the point where I don't think you do everything at all costs, and I know I get accused of that. But what you want to do is be in the position where it's our choice. Not let it be somebody saying Nashville can't. Yeah, we can. Now let's decide if we want to. That's a fair question. Do we want to do a World Cup game? You know, I do, but does the city want that? Big difference in being included in the conversation or invited to the dance and being left on the sideline repeatedly, which is where we were 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Now, we're not a surprise, and this draft awarding probably was that turning point, because I was listening to people down in Dallas at the draft say, maybe in a few years, but Nashville's not going to get this. And I kind of knew at that point that we were probably a 70-80% shot. So I'm listening to people a month before they award it to us sit there and say, we don't have a shot. And I just keep my mouth shut, keep shoveling. So it's that. But now they're not saying that anymore. When you beat out cities like Vegas, make it our choice.
Oh, I had an idea. I think, what was it, in Baltimore, wherever they were, where they had the, what's the, were you, zip line? I wanted to set the stage where it is, at the end of Lower Broadway, okay? And, you know, we got that, you know, it's going to be throngs all the way up Broadway and out each of the little corridors going each way. And I want, at 8th, right over here at 8th, up above the arena, I want a zip line. Whoever's drafted the draft pick, he gets on the zip line and he zips and he comes down to the stage over the throng of the crowd and he lands. What?
I like it. I gotta say, I like it.
You know, and
they are hanging 5 blocks of fly cam on Lower Broad.
Now, what is that?
That's like Monday Night Football when the camera's over the stadium.
Yeah.
So a camera will run for 5 blocks up and down Broadway. So maybe we'll chase the player as he walks.
Butch Spiridon is with us. He is the president and CEO of the Nashville Visitors and Convention and Visitors Corporation. What do you? How do you answer your critics who say you just gave it away? You gave the keys away. You just, hey, NFL, come do whatever you want to do. You've heard that.
I've heard it. What's a good safe radio word? Balderdash? Crap. It's just not true. First of all, they had a bid. They had an RFP. I said it was onerous. Here's what we need, but we responded to it in, on our terms. Then we met. We made mutual adjustments. When we didn't like something they wanted to shove down our throats, we pushed back, and they adjusted. It's been that way the whole time. I expected maybe a heavier-handed approach from the Shield. Didn't get it. They're good. They know what they're doing. They're spending way more money than we are. We're not spending any general fund money. We raised $2 million from the private sector. But, yeah, but I do the same thing. When we produce New Year's Eve or July 4th, I ask for a lot. Won't get it all. So any event producer is going to push, and you respect your product, you respect where you're working, and you find compromise. And I would defend them. I'm not some giddy, you know, Klingon that's all excited. Ooh, look, the NFL. I respect them.
Klingon, like on Star Trek?
Yeah.
Or a Klinger?
Cling to their both. I think they respect us.
Yeah. And I'm going to get to it, and we'll take a break and not get back to it again. The cherry trees along First became the metaphor, and it wasn't as well. I guess maybe not for everybody. I guess there were arborists and those who, okay, fine. And then I looked down 440, and they're taking about 1,000 trees mm-hmm. off the middle of 440. No one said a thing about that because they want that thing widened. So hey, get rid of the trees and widen 440.
The trees aren't important.
They're not important over there. But it became almost a metaphor for the heavy-handedness, if you will, and
which was false.
Yeah, and but you just talked that you spoke to the Rotary Club the day after that. You were in. How would you describe it? I'm going to describe it as, because I don't think it was damage. I think it was in PR. You did a good job of getting out ahead of the story.
Well, thanks. Obviously, when it started seeping out Friday night, Saturday morning, we saw it and we went, okay, we know where this is going, and step in front of the train. So it felt like we tried to do that. We were definitely in the line of fire. It was not done in secrecy. I read an article from the Nashville Scene this morning where they're still trying this double secret. On March 18th, I did an interview in Channel 2 and said, we're going to need to remove and replace some trees. So on the 6 o'clock news, in mid-March, I'm talking about it, was in a story. Then all of a sudden it became this, born supremacy type movie where espionage and theater were at play. The park horticulturalist signed off on everything. The city has a forestry committee, public works, planning, codes, parks. They all talked about it. They thought this could be a help. The irony of there were six empty tree spots on First Avenue that they didn't have money for trees, and four dead trees in that. So the irony, we took the 10 and moved them about 50 or 100 feet and filled in the blank spots. But nobody cared about them before now, which is kind of good. You know, we said we were wrong. We could have handled it better without question. But it wasn't a conspiracy. The NFL didn't bribe and underhanded bully their way in. We went through the right processes, and we could have come up with a better answer. And at the end of the day, we got a way better answer. So, and I took an ass whipping.